welcome to the local part, and especially welcome if you are Nepalese and you're listening to this. I have met several Nepalese people in Newcastle in the Hunter Valley area. I'm particularly impressed at the ones I've met who, those of you who work in care homes, you provide such an invaluable service. There are 200,000 Nepalese in Australia, 65,000 in New South Wales, and at least 1,000 in our area. I remember visiting a Nepalese family, and I'd made up in my mind, I knew they were Hindu, and thought, you know, don't discuss religion. And I went in, and the first thing, the brother started asking me about Jesus, and I would have said the grandfather was initially a little bit standoffish. The rest were very warm. I think maybe he was a wee bit suspicious in terms of me being a minister and so on. But by the end, it was wonderful. He told his son, you need to listen to David. He's a guru. Well, I don't think I've ever been called a guru before, but I honestly, everything I've seen about Nepalese people and Nepalese culture so impresses me. And I am so glad that so many Nepalese are becoming Christians, that Christ is really at work amongst the Nepalese community here in Australia. And listen, if you are Nepalese, get in touch with me. Write me, theweeflee@gmail.com. Love to meet you if you're in this area. What else? I'm not mentioning the Jets. I am going to mention the Knights, because as we were driving back from our Easter evening service, we got caught up in the traffic from the McDonald Jones Stadium, where Newcastle were playing Canberra, and they have done really well. They've won 4 out of 5 of their first games, which I believe is their best start for several years. And I understand their home victory on Sunday was the first in 8 months. Doubtless, if I'm wrong, Unites fanatics will correct me. And it was sold out as well. I think that's now the third game in a row that they've sold out at home. So as I keep saying, I'm going to have to get to a game. As for Easter, I hope you had as great an Easter as we had. Oh my goodness. Good Friday was spectacular. Easter Sunday morning, for me, it's been a long time since I felt like that in church. I hope you had a great one. And in the evening, we had Jeff Bullock. And so I'm going to... He sang this song. He's got a new album coming out, which we will feature on Rima. But he sang Blessing and Honour, and in fact a new verse for it that's never been sung before. But this is part of the old version. But I say watch out for that album. It's lovely to have Jeff in our area. Here's Blessing and Honour. Could not hold him down, for join me for part 4 after the break.